are talking about mandatory vaccines. We will, in just a couple of minutes, talk with a state lawmaker who has authored a bill to ban mandatory flu shots for healthcare workers in Wisconsin. We will also get some further remarks from our guest from the previous half hour, Dr. Art Dursey. And we will continue to take your questions and your views on this. Do you think that flu shots should be mandatory or not for healthcare workers? We'd love to hear from you if you are a healthcare worker. Do you have to have a flu shot where you work? Do you think you should have to have a flu shot? If you're a patient, a consumer of healthcare, do you think the healthcare worker that you come into contact with should be vaccinated against the flu? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let me welcome back our guest for this half hour, and we will again welcome in our state representative guest in just a few minutes. Art Dursey is a professor of bioethics and medical humanities for the Medical College of Wisconsin. And we did, Dr. Dursey, get a hold of our state lawmaker guest, and we will be going to him for just a few minutes. But I wanted to set the stage before we do that. Conclude for us your thoughts, your analysis of whether or not we should have or not have mandatory flu vaccines for healthcare workers.
So for healthcare workers, because of the role that they have assumed to care for patients, to first do no harm in transmitting the flu to their patients, and also just for their own health as well, as they're taking care of patients, so they're able to take care of them well, because of the benefits, the vast benefits of the flu vaccine, and because of the minimal risks of the flu vaccine, healthcare workers should be able to be required to have a vaccination against the flu to be able to take care of patients. And if they don't want a vaccination, one of two things can happen. They might be accommodated in a different job in healthcare other than direct patient contact. Or secondly, if they take precautions like putting on a mask, they may be able to do some healthcare activities to be able to take care of patients. And some employers are willing to allow people to mask just as you would taking care of a patient, not to prevent the patient from infecting you, but to prevent you from infecting the patient. But it's just something that a healthcare professional, doctor, nurse, any healthcare worker who's taking care of a patient, hands-on patients, owes to the safety of their patients, especially to the very vulnerable, the very young, 6 months or below, who haven't been able to be certainly immunized and whose immune systems are not yet up to par, the very old whose immune systems are also perhaps not up to par, and then for those who have immunological problems who are between those two ends of life, this is a responsibility that we have in not harming our patients. And again, if someone, you know, learned that someone made mistakes and occasionally someone got sick, or even more occasionally, but it happened that someone died, you go, why is that healthcare worker still doing that same way? It's harming patients. Just because it's an infectious disease doesn't mean that it can't hurt individuals. As many people know, when someone comes into a hospital, one of the biggest risks is not necessarily from the procedure or from the, you know, from the intervention that you're going to be having, but it's also from the infections that are sitting there in the healthcare arena because we've got sick people and people go from one patient to another. And we have learned the hard way that we need to be very careful about not transmitting diseases from patient to patient. We also have to be careful in not transmitting a disease from the healthcare worker to the patient.
Dr. Dursey, I want to thank you so much for being so accommodating this morning and coming on earlier and staying later. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Julie.
Dr. Arthur Dercy is a physician and an attorney. He is board certified in emergency medicine, a professor of bioethics and emergency medicine, and director of the Center for Bioethics and Medical Humanities at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Now let us welcome in our guest lawmaker, Republican State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt from Fond du Lac. He has introduced a bill that would ban mandatory flu vaccinations for medical employees, and he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thank you so much for being with us. I understand we had a problem. Maybe it was because of the weather. Are you having thunderstorms in your area?
Yes, we certainly are right now, so maybe that was the reason. Sorry that happened.
No, yeah, it was just one of those things. We couldn't get through. But now we do have you on the line, so thank you so much for joining us. Why are you proposing this bill to ban mandatory vaccinations of healthcare workers, flu shot vaccinations?
The reason I introduced it, first of all, up front, isn't because I don't feel that vaccinations are completely ineffective. That isn't the point at all. The main reason that I introduced it is a personal rights issue. I think that we, as a society, have been limiting people's rights, and that certainly is something open to interpretation, but I believe that we've been limiting people's rights. And I think that one of the basic rights that we have is to be able to medicate ourselves in the way that we see fit. And I don't believe that the flu vaccine has rates of effectiveness that should cause someone to have to set that personal medical decision right aside. And employees are losing their jobs, particularly in medical fields, and many of these are good, solid, long-term workers, and it is indeed a loss for the medical field to have these employees no longer working.
Now, we heard from Dr. Dercy, who said that some medical facilities don't necessarily fire someone for not having a flu shot, but might say, well, wear a mask then when you're in contact with patients so you don't possibly spread something to them. And your bill would also not allow a healthcare facility to say wear a mask if you don't have a flu shot?
Well, the masks are an interesting solution, and I've heard that in some cases, too. The thing with the mask, though, is that scientifically, the flu droplets are not stopped by the mask. And so, really, that is kind of an ineffective solution. And if the masks are not stopping the flu shot, then one would have to question, well, what's the point of them? And those that are forced to wear them will tell you that they think that the masks are just simply some sort of an intimidation by the employer to try to force them into doing what they want them to do, and that is to get the flu shot. And so I'm not against masks being worn. They certainly have their purpose, but as a prevention of the flu, it is completely ineffective.
Yeah, what about the argument that while you have personal rights, that your personal rights end when you could be harming someone else in terms of you choose to be a healthcare worker, you're working in the healthcare field, you have the obligation to have this flu shot, so you don't risk possibly passing on what could be a deadly illness to someone else?
Well, I think that the answer to that is that you have to look much longer term than just a one flu season. If you were to examine what exactly is in the flu vaccine, there are certainly concerns that could be raised long term for people's health. Certainly the patient's concern is very important, and no one would be involved in healthcare if they weren't concerned with their patients, and none of them have any interest at all in transmitting something to their patient. But they also have long-term concerns for themselves, and I would question why is the long-term health of the person caring for the patient not a concern, but we have great concern for the short-term health of the person who is the patient. So I don't really think that that's a valid argument. And I do believe that if you're in healthcare, you do have concern for those patients, and they would not be doing something that they felt was going to be troublesome for their patients.
We are talking with Republican State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt from Fond du Lac. He is the author of a bill that would ban mandatory flu shots for healthcare workers. He wrote a piece, an op-ed that was in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel last week, and we have linked that to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we welcome your questions and views on this for him right now at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's going to be cloudy today. Highs in the upper 60s, cooler near the Great Lakes. There is the probability of showers and thunderstorms, especially in southern Wisconsin, for today. We can hear the thunderstorms in some parts of the state. We are talking about mandatory flu shots with a state representative who has introduced a bill that would ban mandatory flu shots in Wisconsin for healthcare workers, and we are welcoming your questions. The bill pending in the state legislature would not allow a Wisconsin employer, including hospitals, nursing homes, other healthcare agencies, to require workers to get flu shots. The legislation would require the employer to provide information about the risks and benefits of the vaccine, but they could not demote, suspend, discharge, or discriminate against employees who refuse to get a flu shot. So do you think this is a good idea or not? Let's take some calls. Pat in Chippewa Falls is with us. Hello, Pat.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to comment that as far as I'm concerned, this is another in a long list of unsubstantiated legislation, not substantiated by the science and or data, but rather ideological in nature. And if there is data supporting the claims that this legislator says with his I think statements, I would be interested to know where he would be posting those claims, and I'll take his response off the air.
All right. So what data is supporting your legislation, Representative Thiesfeldt?
I actually would turn that around and ask what data there is supporting it. I would like to see the data looking at whatever the particular yearly cocktail that is put together, because that's really what it is every year they try to come up with an estimate of what is going to be the flu vaccine that's going to be needed. They make their best educated guess, they put it together, and then they apply it in the year ahead. And oftentimes they'll find out that they were completely wrong in what they did. And interestingly, in some of my research, there were 2 years where the vaccine that was put together, it was 1968 and 1997, 2 years where they were completely wrong. And so the thousands and thousands, even millions of vaccinations that were applied essentially vaccinated no one. And yet in those years, there was no increase in the mortality rate from the flu. And so I would like to see the proof that it does work. A place where you could go to do some research for those that are interested out there is I would encourage you to go to the website of what is a medical group, an international medical group called the Cochrane Collaboration. That's C-O-C-H-R-A-N-E, Cochrane Collaboration. And they have done extensive research on many different aspects of medicine, and one of them they've done quite a bit of work on is the flu vaccination. And they concluded that they could not find proof that the flu vaccination was effective. And in fact, they looked at many studies. I think it was something like 36 different studies that had performed and tried to combine them all together to come to one conclusion. And even going into the study, they had predicted that the study would probably come out in favor of the vaccination industry, because 15 of the 36 studies they did had been completed by the pharmaceutical industry. Yeah. And even after that, they came out and said that, you know, even with that going for them, they still could not find that there was any sort of valid connection between the effectiveness of the vaccine and people not getting the disease.
But we have, you know, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, recommending flu shots, saying that there is, you know, studies that show that, well, maybe not 100% effective, it is effective.
And it's actually not even close to 100%. On a good year, it might be 70% effective. A normal year is probably somewhere in the 50%. And the CDC, as well as OSHA, they also, even though they do recommend the flu vaccine, they also recommend that it should not be mandated for employees.
Yeah. Well, is there, do you have any problem as a state legislator, having the government tell a private facility, a, you know, healthcare facility, what it can or can't do?
I understand what you're saying. That certainly was a concern of mine, and I struggled with that for a long time as I examined whether or not I wanted to take this issue on. And so it comes down to a classic battle, you might say, between personal rights of an individual as opposed to the rights of an employer to be able to expect certain things from their employees. And I have decided to come down on the side of the person being able to dictate their own medical decisions and not have to lose their job because of it.
Sandy in Algoma is with us. Hello, Sandy.
Hi. I am a nurse. I've been a nurse for 25 years. I am very much in favor of this legislation because the hospitals now are forcing nurses to take vaccinations. A vaccination is a medication. We shouldn't be forced to take something. I want to tell you, on the consent for a flu vaccine, one of the questions that they ask is, have you ever had Guillain-Barré syndrome? Guillain-Barré is an autoimmune disorder that makes people very, very sick. It's a progressive paralysis, and it is triggered from flu vaccines. And if this was not true, they would not have the question on the consent. So what these vaccinations do is they confuse the immune system. They cause your immune system to attack your own body systems, and therefore these vaccinations are completely counterproductive. They're dangerous. And I would not get one, and I will not work at a place that forces people to get them.
Yeah. What do you think, Sandy, about the possibility of giving someone else the flu that you're caring for? Do you think about that?
I you know what? And of course I have thought about that. But the case is, they say that if you don't have the flu symptoms, that you can carry it. Okay? I don't believe that. For one thing, if you're not showing symptoms, the chances are very good that if you were exposed to it in the first place, your immune system has fought it off. Okay, you're not going to pass this on to other people. So and my other point is that if you're carrying it, why would they even test you for it? You know what I mean? If you're not showing symptoms, but supposedly you're carrying it, how would they even know that? Yeah. You know, you can't tell me that people are carrying that. I just don't believe it.
Thank you, Sandy, for your thoughts. Let me get one more, a different viewpoint from a healthcare worker. Beth and Eau Claire, go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have worked in the healthcare field for the last 27 years, and the last 20 years have been for a facility that requires the flu shot. It's a mandatory flu shot. There is the alternative, if you do not choose to have the flu shot, if you have feelings against that, you don't have to, but you then are required to wear the mask any time that you're working with a patient. And in my particular field, I work with sick kids, and if I were to cause any of those kids to get sick, I mean, boom, they're in the hospital for several weeks.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Beth, because we're just about out of time, and I want to give final word to our guest, State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt. What's your reaction? There's two healthcare workers. One agrees with you and one doesn't.
Well, I think that's kind of the classic argument that we're having. You have knowledgeable people in the medical world. I am not a doctor. My career before being a legislator was that of being a teacher. And so I am no expert one way or the other, but I certainly can read the information that is provided to me. And There are good arguments on both sides of the issue, and this is something that is going to become more and more prominent because I think most people who are experts on Obamacare will tell you that there probably somewhere down the road is going to be bonuses for healthcare facilities if they reach certain plateaus of their workforce being vaccinated. And so this is only going to be a growing argument, and whether you're for it or against it, I would encourage you to take part in the debate because I suspect we're going to learn quite a bit as we go through this.
Thank you very much for being with us.
You are welcome.
Republican State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt from Fond du Lac, author of a bill that would ban mandatory flu shots in Wisconsin for healthcare workers. Thanks very much to Robin Cherry, who produced this hour, and thanks to Justin Williams for on-air production and to Christy Taylor for on-air direction. And thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. Our regular financial expert, Kevin McKinley, is on vacation this week, so he's not going to be here for On Your Money, but we do have a special edition, a retirement edition, coming up of On Your Money, and we'll be talking with the ultimate cheapskate who can give us some tips on how we can retire the cheapskate way. That's coming up during On Your Money after the news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.